Hi, Beth. This is Paula.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're still waiting for people to come on, so bear with us. We'll just wait a few moments.
All righty.
Hi, Elzada. This is Paula.
Hi, Paula. How are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
I am good.
Good.
I'm just like a little bit of problem. I am available right now, but I'm going to have to be in and out because I'm
That's
at
fine.
Work.
That's fine. We're still waiting for Carrie to join us on the call. Hi, Jessica. This is Paula.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I'm still waiting for Carrie to join us. So I sent her a text. I know she was going to be on the call here. So since she's facilitating part of it, we'll give her a few more minutes.
Okay. If I were to hang out for some reason, can I just call back and join again?
Yes, if you need to hang up for some reason and cut out. Hi, Carrie. This is Paula.
Hi, Paula. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. We've got a few people on the call. We've got Beth, Elzbeta, Jessica, Christina. Have I forgotten anybody? I'm going to give people just one more minute, and then we'll get started.
Sounds good.
Thank you. All right, I think we're going to get started. If anybody joins us, they'll come on late. And Elzada, if you need to get off the call at any time and come back in, that will be perfectly fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. As I mentioned, this is Paula Stecker Johnson. Carrie Martello and I are super excited that you have all joined us for this conversation to talk about Coach Training Alliance's Yoga to Life program. Before we get started into the meat of our program, I am going to mute everybody except for Carrie and myself, just so we don't hear any background noise. And near the end of the call, we'll be opening up the conversation to questions, and then I'll take everybody off mute at that time. So, again, if you have to leave the conversation and need to come back on, that's completely fine. We should be here for about a half an hour. With that all being said, I'm going to mute everybody right now. As I mentioned, I'm so glad that you guys are here to join Carrie and myself in this conversation. I'm Paula Stecker Johnson, Yoga to Life Enrollment Director, CTA Life Coach, and Yoga Instructor. Carrie Martello is one of our Yoga to Life Mentor Coaches and a CTA faculty member, as well as a yoga instructor since 1999. Carrie and I want to fill you in about this program and the next class that is coming up that she will be teaching starting October 22nd. So this is going to be kind of question and answer between Carrie and myself, and as I mentioned, we'll open it up to questions down the road. Carrie, can you give us a little bit more information on your background and what brought you to becoming a life coach and yoga instructor? And while we're at it, can you set an intention for our call this afternoon?
Absolutely. First of all, hello, everyone. It's great to be here on this call today. And just in preparing for this call, it's always just such a good reminder for me as I get closer to an upcoming class about really how passionate I am about sharing all this information. So it's really awesome to be here today. And just, I guess before I get started, the intention for this call is to really help to share the parallels between life coaching and yoga. And then also just to clarify the purpose of the program, I'd love to give you guys some ideas of how you can explore life coaching and then how that can benefit your personal practice, that can benefit your business. There's lots and lots of different ways that life coaching could weave into your teaching of yoga, whether it's programs or leading workshops or one-on-one sessions. And then also just to give a taste of what the class discussions will be like and give information about the program in general. So before we get into that, a little bit about me. I started taking yoga classes in 1998, and I was strictly drawn to yoga specifically for the physical aspect of it, which I think sometimes a lot of people are. But then after that, I quickly started teaching yoga in the year after that. And after teaching and practicing more and more and doing more trainings over the years, I quickly started to see how the power of intention, awareness, mindfulness, and presence started to impact my daily life outside of yoga classes and outside of teaching yoga classes. And really what I was experiencing, which I'm sure that you all can relate to, is the power and the reality of the mind-body connection. Immediately, I was, like I said, inspired to teach yoga. I was formally, for about 6 years, an elementary school teacher, so I have that teaching background. And I just was inspired by this mind-body connection, the power of, like I said, intention, awareness, and mindfulness, and I wanted to share this with others. So I studied more and more yoga, took part in more and more trainings, began to expand my career as a yoga teacher, and got into leading wellness programs for different studios and different health clubs and gyms. I was able to go through a yoga therapeutics training and then incorporate one-on-one yoga sessions out of a physical therapy office and a chiropractor's office. I developed certain programs like Yoga for Equestrians. I helped to expand yoga in the school that I was teaching in as an elementary school teacher at the time, and then got into teaching more teacher trainings, actually leading teacher training programs and leading wellness plans and actually teaching teachers, which is most of what I do now. And in all of these different experiences, I came to realize that an extremely important part of teaching yoga is trying to hold the space or create an experience where our students are able to walk out of class with something more. I personally like to guide them through a physical practice that focuses on a specific intention, such as facing fears, taking small leaps of faith, practicing gratitude, with the hopes that in a yoga class, a student will hopefully have an aha moment of their own and maybe even experience some kind of a shift in perspective. So in seeing that I was in contact with more and more people through trainings, workshops, and classes that I was leading myself, I began to search for a training where I could develop more of these skills, these leadership skills, in one-on-one conversations. My conversations with students outside of class or outside of trainings, I noticed were more like coaching sessions. And so I found CTA, and I found that once I started looking into the life coaching skills and participating in the CTA course, I really started to see the parallels with yoga and how ultimately it's about having more of a more meaningful experience and about focusing on an intention and having an opportunity to not only train our bodies in yoga class but also train our minds. And over time, I just began to see what an amazing opportunity practicing yoga is for creating long-lasting change and how coaching is the same thing. It's holding the space and creating an experience where your clients can navigate through life, make changes, create long-lasting change. So that is how I got into Yoga to Life. And, of course, the teacher in me, going back to teaching elementary school, when I love something and I'm very passionate about it, I feel like I need to teach it. I need to share it and spread the word. And so that's what I get to do, and that's why I lead these courses, because it's something I believe in and then I'm very passionate about, and I love talking about it. So that's why I'm here.
Well, we're so excited that you're going to share your knowledge in both with us today, especially for everybody interested in the Yoga to Life program. Can you discuss a little bit more the parallels between yoga and coaching and how those trainings have complemented each other and how that relates to bringing yoga to life?
Absolutely. So I talked about how over the last several years I've had the opportunity to not only teach yoga classes, but also to lead teacher trainings, workshops, and wellness programs, work one-on-one with yoga students. And I started to see how yoga really brought about change. And a lot of times I would hear students say, yoga's my therapy, or yoga has changed my life. We hear that all the time. It sounds so cliche, but we hear that all the time as yogis. And I also started to see students seeking out more depth of experience in their everyday life. As their practice began to deepen, there's no coincidence. This is the natural side effect of breath, intention, and awareness, which is yoga, that as their practice began to deepen, they began to seek out more depth of experience in their everyday life, if that makes sense. So, again, seeing what an amazing opportunity practicing yoga is for creating long-lasting change. It's a space where change and transformation can happen all on different levels. That's the same thing with coaching. It's the same exact thing with coaching. I began to research more and more about the neuroscience of change and life coaching, and I started to see the parallels. I was able to meet with different mentor coaches and faculty members from CTA, had many conversations about really getting down to the nitty-gritty of what is life coaching. And the more I learned about it, which I'm going to share with you in a second, I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, this is just like yoga. I was having my own aha moments. And really, life coaching skills and yoga go perfectly together. So the parallels between life coaching skills and yoga, first of all, it's the ability to facilitate. It's the ability to hold the space where your students can experience their own aha moments. So as a coach, we're not trying to tell our students what to do. We're allowing our students to go through their own process. We talk a lot about yoga, how it's a process, and it's an inside-out process. Sometimes it's an unlearning process. It's letting go of old habits, old patterns of alignment, and the first step to that is awareness. So as coaches, we hold the space through a certain conversational method that you learn. You learn the coaching format where you hold the space for your clients to focus on whatever is within their realm of influence. So I relate that to how as yoga instructors or yoga enthusiasts, we say to focus on your own mat. It's your practice. It's not anyone else's. Listen to your intuition. Listen to your body. That's exactly what coaching is as well. It's an inside-out process, as I said. So it's about moving from who you are, really clarifying your goals, clarifying your intentions, clarifying what's important to you in life. And as a coach, that's what we help our clients do. And then aligning with those goals, those values, those intentions, whatever it is you want to focus on, aligning with that and then moving in that direction. So that's how growth works, right? When we come into alignment, doors open. When we physically come into optimal alignment in a posture, the benefits of the posture are deeper. We're able to safely go a lot deeper into the backbend, for example. And that's exactly what coaching is. It's about coming to alignment and moving forward. And as a coach, we're there to hold the space for that and to guide our students through that entire process. So I guess the process is definitely one parallel that comes to mind when I really started looking at the parallels of life coaching and yoga. Yoga is, it's the process, and that's what coaching is. So you learn how to hold the conversational space, so to speak, to allow your clients to work through whatever process that they're in, whatever intention or agenda that they bring to the session.
So a lot of what we learn in our yoga training and practice prepares us already for coaching.
Exactly. Exactly.
And can you give everybody some tips on how they might get started in coaching?
Yes, absolutely. So the first step is obviously if you look into the coaching programs that we have through CTA, and Yoga to Life is really a perfect fit for anyone who is a yoga instructor or a yoga enthusiast. I have noticed that this particular training myself has helped me in so many different ways. So life coaching focuses on a couple things, and you guys will start to see the parallels, but life coaching focuses on personal growth through a step-by-step process that is unique to each person. That's really what yoga is, right? The role of a yoga instructor is to guide others through their practice, their process, like I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. Life coaching focuses on helping your clients to create more meaningful experience in life through alignment. So just as I was talking about the alignment piece, coaching focuses on taking inventory of what your morals are, your values are. Coaches help their clients to clarify their intention by looking inside and then drawing in first to extend out and make those changes. And you're there as a guide and helping them to be aware of the steps that they need to take and also helping them with awareness of when they've taken successful steps towards change as well. So the first step is definitely to get involved in this program and to enroll in this class. In teacher training, we learn how to run a class. However, in this course, you learn how to run a coaching session. So it's moving from a large group setting into a smaller group setting. So a lot of times I tell participants that this is a great stepping stone if you're interested in leading more workshops as a yoga instructor, if you're interested in leading more one-on-one sessions. It's a great complement to your career as a yoga instructor so that on the side you can have one-on-one coaching sessions with people as well. The skills and the practice techniques that you develop, again, help you to work through clarifying an intention with a client, creating awareness, helping to hold the space and facilitate shifts in perspective, helping your clients to get unstuck, to move through challenges, and work towards growth ultimately. And so as teaching yoga, as you go deeper into life coaching and this training, you really do develop your confidence in your ability to coach. It's a practice, and the more that you get into it and do it, just like teacher training, when you sign up for your yoga teacher training, the more that you get in there and you practice teaching and you get in front of a class and you lead a class, the more confidence you gain. Same thing with coaching too.
And all those things can lead to personal, professional, and financial benefits.
Absolutely. So one of the huge payoffs for participants is that it helps to expand your career. In a lot of my teacher training programs, I lead a business of yoga lecture. And one thing that I always tell my students, and we have this conversation throughout the training, the Yoga to Life training as well, is that it's really hard to make a living, a career, out of just teaching yoga classes, right? So this is a really great way to have another source of revenue as a yoga instructor. It's a way to expand your career as a professional coach in the wellness industry, the health and wellness industry. You can move into coaching at health clubs, at different companies or nonprofits. You acquire skills that are really in demand to lead trainings and workshops, management skills in the health and wellness industry, in the studio settings. There's opportunities to become a yoga ambassador for CTA and lead workshops at your studio. And overall, too, it definitely enhances your teaching skills. You learn to empower people to solve their own challenges versus telling them what to do. You learn to be a more effective teacher, an active listener. It's easier to connect with people, which is so important in the workplace, no matter what your job is. Authenticity, asking powerful questions that help to guide conversations. I've noticed a huge difference in going through this training. how it's affected my even my personal relationships and within my family as well.
Excellent. I know the course is 12 weeks long, and can you describe what a typical teleclass would be like for participants?
Yes. So the great thing about the teleclass that I love is that, first of all, because it's on telephone, you can be anywhere and be on the call. And we set an agenda, just like at the beginning of a yoga class, we set an intention and we have maybe a peak posture that we're working towards. It's the same type of thing in the class planning for a typical conference call that we're on. So we have maybe a specific skill that we're working on. So, for example, it could be focusing on how to clarify a client's agenda. And there's a certain skill set that goes with that. And we learn those skill sets, but we also put those into practice. So there's some role-playing that goes on. And on every call, pretty much every call, I'll say, there's a coach-the-coach session where one person is the coach and one person is the client. And the client comes with the agenda. So if we're working on clarifying the agenda, that's what the coach is really going to focus on. After we've gone through most of that hour and a half, or let's say hour and 15 minutes of class of how to clarify the agenda in a one-on-one coaching session. So really what we do is we break down the coaching model, the format, over those 12 weeks so that we're really mastering each part of the coaching format. And in each session, you walk away as a participant with tools to put into your toolbox, and you will see it's really cool to see how you can use those tools of open-ended questioning, powerful questions, clarifying an agenda, setting an intention, active listening, inviting a shift, helping someone shift their perspective, finding a coachable moment, noticing limiting beliefs and perceptions. So we break all this down over the 12 weeks and focus on each one of these things, and you start to see how that you can use that in every aspect of your life as well. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, you've given us so much information, Carrie. I really appreciate you sharing this information, and I want to open this up to everybody to ask any questions that you may have. So I'm going to unmute everybody right now. So everybody is unmuted now, and if you have any questions for Carrie or for myself, please, we ask you to join the conversation and ask any questions you might have.
I was curious about the ambassador for CTA after you finish the course. Is that discussed more in detail after the course or during the course?
Yes. So the ambassador program is really a great opportunity, and it is discussed during the course and definitely after the course as well. It's an opportunity that's open to anyone who has gone through the course and is interested, and there is a little bit of an application process through CTA, and we definitely make sure that if it's something that you're interested in, we put you in touch with Holly, and you can go from there. But it's a great opportunity, again, for another source of revenue to get yourself out there and promote the program and lead different workshops. It's a great experience for leading workshops, and really what you get to do is show how the parallels of yoga and life coaching.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, I have a question that came on an email. This is Paula.
Sure.
Somebody was asking, what happens if they happen to have to miss the class?
So luckily we have the classes recorded, and so that's one thing. You'll be able to go on the website, click on the link, and listen to the class as a makeup session. And we make sure that we have buddies during class so that if there are certain notes that you need to get or if you need to do a practice coaching session that maybe you missed during that class, you're able to make that up as well.
So what if you were on the call, but then you wanted to listen to the call again? Do we get access to the recorded telecast as well?
I believe so now. Correct, Paula?
I believe there is an option to do that, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions? Gary, are there any final words you would like to say?
Yes, just I guess to end this, just first of all, I want to say thank you all for being on the call. And I can tell you that Core Coaching for Effective Change is a powerful program. There's so many benefits. Number one, to expanding your career, as you can obviously see. And it opens so many doors in that aspect. Also, the other benefits are through your personal life, helping others to progress towards the change that they want, and then really in any aspect at work. So it's pretty powerful how integrating coaching into leadership and management styles really engages employees and empowers employees, and you'll experience that yourself. It's just a really fulfilling career, and I thank God every day that this is what I get to do and help to empower people to move through change and create their own story. The neuroscience is another thing that we get into, another piece of the core coaching, and that's really intriguing and interesting as well to see that this really works. And we get to, as yoga instructors and as coaches, hold the space for people to create long-lasting changes.
So that's so awesome, Carrie.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff, and there's really a need for it. I've, along the way, met a lot of different instructors that have added this to their repertoire of skills and have just catapulted forward in their careers. So I really encourage you, if it's something that you're interested in, to dive into it, enroll in class, and go for it.
Well, I'll give everyone that contact information to enroll. Carrie's class starts on October 22nd. You'll meet on Tuesdays from 2 to 3:30 Eastern time. And to register for the course, you can email me, this is Paula, at coachtrainingalliance.com, or you can call me at 888-432-4121, extension 5. Again, thank you, Carrie, for sharing so much information, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today in this conversation, and we hope you join us for Carrie's class starting in October.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paula.
Thank you. Thanks. Carrie, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, it's just you and me. That went really well. How do you feel about it?
Good. I kind of got tripped up at the beginning because I lost my place in my notes.
That's all right. I felt that. That's why I kind of adjusted my questions.
Thank you.
So I think it went, yeah, no. I mean, it's hard to say to a script
mm-hmm.
with this. You just kind of have to talk from the heart. And, you know, the questions are nothing but guides. As, mm-hmm. you know, everything is just a guide. So I think it went really well. And I think, you know, if we stumble a little bit, it's okay too.
Yeah, it definitely felt like stumbling. It was when the parallels, I had them like bullet pointed out, and then I was scrolling and I'm like, wait a second, where'd that go?
Yeah, but I think it went really well though. I think it I think you talked very naturally, and you got the point across of the parallels, and you kind of even touched on it in the very first question.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't ask you to expound on it much more.
Okay, gotcha.
So you kind of did it throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any feedback, anything different next time? Or?
No. I think we've kind of kept right to the timing we thought we would.
Yep.
I think you got on like a minute or two after one, or after, I'm looking at my watch, it's one.
Mm-hmm.
I started at about, what was it then, 12:02 your time. And mm-hmm. it was about 12:22 that we started asking questions, and we got a couple of questions. I forgot to ask people to say their first name.
Okay.
You know, we kind of stumble mm-hmm. through it, and I think the more we do, the more we get, the more we polish it, just like our
Yeah,
family.
I agree. I was just going to say I would love to do, I mean, I don't know if there's a need for it, but I would be more than willing to do another one, especially since I think I could dial it down even more, you know?
You know, and I think, let's see what response we get.
Okay.
From this, I sent out an email, I think it went out today, just as encouraging people, still happening, still time to join us. I'll send out the recording. I'll listen to it and take off any beginning part and this us talking at the end. Now, if it didn't record or something, then you and I might have to do one ourselves.
Totally.
And, you know, we can do that if we need to.
Okay, great.
So I think it all went really well.
Great. I do, too.
Yay.
Awesome. What was I going to ask you?
I don't know.
Oh, one thing that we might want to kind of get nailed down, because I was totally winging it, was the ambassador.
Mm-hmm. I know. That part for me, too, is like, ooh.
I know.
Yeah.
I know that that's an opportunity, but I don't know. I know it was. I don't know if it's something that Holly's still thinking about, and I guess that's why I kind of threw in there. I know that there's an application and interview process with it. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and there is still an ambassador program, but understanding the specifics of how it works.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find that information that Holly sent a while ago on that.
Okay.
And forward it to you. If I can't find it, I'll just send her an email and say, hey, you're asked this question. Can you refresh us on it?
Awesome.
I'll send it to all three of us. I'll send it to Holly and copy you and Sasha so everybody gets the same information, just so we're refreshed on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing that I was thinking was, you know, I know Core Power won't do this. And it's just with how much they're just really hard. They're just really difficult.
Right.
And I walk a really fine line at the level that I'm at with them. Just, you know, not not talking much about CTA really while I'm at the studio and stuff. And but knowing that there's so many studios nationwide that lead teacher training programs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really cool to find a way to offer this to every, like, okay, say I'm thinking of a studio here called Mindstream, and they offer two or three teacher trainings a year. Say that they have 10 to 20 people in each one. So let's say at the most that'd be like 60 people a year, that upon their completion of the program, the teacher training program, they get to go on one of these calls and maybe receive something. I don't know what that other something would be.
And we want to figure out some relationships with other studios to do just that.
Okay.
Where
yeah.
if they come through a teacher training at a studio, or even if they've gone through a teacher training but they happen to be teaching at a studio and we have a relationship with them, then they get
a discount or something to go through the like Yoga to Life program.
Yeah.
And like a significant discount.
Yeah.
One of the ladies, I recognized her name after we started talking, she's with Yoga Works. And we've been
okay.
trying to build that relationship with Yoga Works. And for Sasha's last class, we were trying to do an exclusive Yoga Works class for them,
mm-hmm.
for just them. She ended up having a few people who weren't just Yoga Works people, but they got a huge discount to take the class, take the Yoga to Life class. So we're working on that. But I think, like you said, you know, core power won't do it, and there's some, I don't know if I want to use the word conflict or just differences there, but touching
well, I know for a fact, like for them, it takes away from they don't want to bring in another program that their people will enroll in because that obviously feels from their source. You know what I mean?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
I know for a fact, like, if this was something really cool that other teacher trainings could offer their graduates.
Right.
I mean.
Right. Yeah, no, and Holly and I have talked about that. And it's
okay,
finding
cool.
the studios who are doing teacher training who
uh-huh.
could do that because I think the yoga teacher market is getting saturated.
Yes.
And people aren't, like you said, they can't sustain themselves by just teaching classes anymore.
Yeah.
Because there's so many teachers out there. You can.
Well, even before there were so many teachers out there, I mean, even 10 years ago,
yeah.
you would run yourself
yeah.
into the ground trying to, you can't teach 40 classes a week.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
And if you're teaching 40 classes a week and they're over an hour, if they're an hour and a half long, you're teaching 60 hours. I mean, you're working
yeah.
60 hours plus all your planning
yeah.
for your classes. So that's, yeah, you know, people ask me when I teach, they're like, how many do you teach today? And I'm like, I don't like to teach more than 30. I'll do
yeah.
4, but then I'm going to have a rest day afterwards.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because it's just so taxing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that would be great. And Holly and I will work on that a little bit more, how we
cool.
can reach out to studios to kind of
And you guys
with.
Are still looking for kind of a big yoga name to
yeah.
attach to this.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
I have 3 people that I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to reach out to all 3 of them today, and then should I just
okay.
pass along their contact information to you?
I'd pass it along to Holly.
Okay, to Holly. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure
I don't know how far
them.
It'll go, but one is
okay.
Dave Farmer. He's a good friend of mine with Baron Baptiste, and I mean,
okay.
who knows? I don't know how that would work, but.
Hi, Elzbieta.
Hi, I am back. Are you still on?
No, we are done. Carrie and I are just chatting. We will
what?
Be putting out, you're fine, though. We're going to put out a recording of it. So what you
oh,
missed,
great.
You will get in an email, okay?
Awesome, great, because I had to go, and it was, like, so interesting.
Oh.
Well, thank you.
So
thank
I would
you.
Be gladly if you recorded. I was actually going to ask you if you... by any chance recorded it so I could listen
yes.
to it later.
Yes, we've
awesome.
Recorded it, and I will just have our people edit it a little bit, make sure it's all clean, and then we'll probably get it out in the next day or so.
Great.
Awesome.
Thank
you
so much.
You have a, you're welcome. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, good. I thought, of course, my mind went to she got off the call because she was like, this is dumb.
No, she said before you got on the call, she said, I might have to get off the call because I'm at work. Can I come back on? And I said, yeah, come back in. We're only anticipating it to last 30 minutes, but, you know, if you can make it back in, great. And if not, no big deal. So, yeah, no, she did not leave because at all that she was, and that's great
okay.
to hear that she was very interested in it.
Yeah, that
so.
Was good. That's good to hear. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, I lost track of where we were.
No.
Oh, names.
Yeah, so I'll get those to Holly.
Okay. That sounds great. Perfect.
I really, really believe that there are yoga studios out there and different chains and stuff that, I mean, what would they have to lose, you know, if we just said, here's something that you can offer them at the end of their training, a discount on a life coaching training. And I would say even market a class, like even if we did like an hour-long class kind of like this, but maybe we spend it into calling it something else rather than a promo call. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I think, Colin and I are kind of talking through some of those things. So I will.
Cool. Great.
I think it's a great idea. Because like you said, what do they have to lose? They can't have a gazillion classes and run that many teachers through and have them teaching for them. And, you know, people want to be able to make money and help people. So this is another way to do it. So,
and maybe, and maybe it's something along the lines of now you've done teacher training. Now it's time to start your career.
Yeah.
And here you go. Like, and maybe we even, maybe there's even like a packet or like maybe it's a little workbook that has some tools on getting started. On your career path. And we, so instead of like a promotional call, it's that, but it's really a promotional call.
It could be a packet of information and helping them learn what they can do and how that can even, that's things I think the studio can think of it as a way to really enhance their teachers even more.
Yeah.
So they can do more for them in leading workshops and helping their people more individually and, you know, just in growing the whole studio community. Let me put some thoughts
I have
together
some ideas
that.
Around that. So if you ever want to set up a time to talk, I could totally brainstorm. I work well, like, brainstorming with people. That's...
Yeah, I do, too. It's like, let's talk a little bit and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to have a conversation about that some more.
Because I'm even thinking, like, even if it's like a little booklet of, and again, just to entice them and so that they feel like they're getting something where it's even about, like, I don't know, how to write a yoga resume and an example of that. Little things like that that would not be a big deal to put in there. We're not giving them the program. We're not giving them a lot of the main tools from the program and the workbook that we have, but a way to entice them and kind of get those creative juices flowing for them, like, oh, I could do this and I could do this, but here's the skills that you're going to get from this program in order to do that and to feel more confident doing that.
Let's do that someday. Do you want to see if Sasha is also available, that we, the three of us, can brainstorm some things?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And I almost think, like, it should be a separate to the presentation to the studio. The focus should be how is this, offering this to your teacher training graduates, A, going to enhance your teacher training program, B, make your teacher training program stand out from others, and C, enhance your community.
Yeah.
Your yoga community.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
That way we can sell it to them.
Studio.
Like, hey.
Well, then it's a benefit for them, too. It's not just a benefit for their teacher, the teachers who have gone through their training, but it's also a benefit for them. So they're like, well, this is why I would do this. Of course I'm going to tell people about you because it's something in return for me as well. It's a win-win for everybody, not like
a win-win.
CTA wins, but now I've lost people because they're just doing coaching now.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's, I'm talking with Sasha on Friday to kind of work on her next class schedule.
Okay.
So why don't I put this bug in her ear and then we can set up a date that the three of us can brainstorm a little bit more on that.
Sounds good. Sounds awesome.
Yay.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Very good.
I just need to work on balancing out my times because I love this. There's not enough hours in the day.
I know. And don't make more because you're just going to fill it up.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, well, it was great talking to you. And
yeah,
where are you, by the way? Where do you live? Like, where are you?
I'm in Iowa.
Okay, cool.
I live in Des Moines, Iowa.
Cool.
So,
awesome.
Now, are you in, you're in Fort Collins?
I'm in Fort Collins. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Right
cool.
here in Fort
so, yeah.
Collins.
I'm a Midwest girl.
Mm.
That's me.
I'm from Ohio originally, so. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, I have some connections in Ohio, and I'm going back for 10 days over Christmas, and my family tends to drive me crazy, so I would be more than happy to make connections with some studios out there.
I have got some friends who live in Ohio. Let me see what I can find out. Whereabouts are you
going?
Yeah.
I'll be in the Cleveland area, Akron, Cleveland.
One of my girlfriends, oh, my God, she lives in Cleveland, and she and I go back way, way back when I taught fitness classes 25 years ago, and she was the one who got me teaching aerobic classes, and she now teaches yoga. I'm sure she's in Cleveland at a couple different places, so let me zap her an email.
Yeah, and
some,
I mean, like, Cleveland yoga is really big there, and I know a couple different studio owners, so like if we got something together, I would, or even just making appointments and then going and talking with those people and kind of being able to present them something, I would be more than happy to do that because I'm going to be crazy. I'm going to be going crazy. Just
understandable. I completely understand. So
I would love to work
good.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome.
All right. Great to talk to you,
Carrie. You too,
we'll
Paula. Take care. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.